Good day, Mike. It's me. Awesome. It's me going in my Aussie accent. Good day. Every challenge is a choice. Every level, a taste of focus, timing, and instinct. Whenever you solo or squat deep, the mission stays the same. Adapt, evolve, and keep moving forward. The game doesn't wait, neither should you.
Hello, my name is Dora Tony. And that's my friends and family. Hemi, Duncan, Goldie.
Aw, man! My family is in trouble. I need Mr. Stingy.
Mr. Stingy, coming!
Ow! Help me, said the shark.
Once upon a time, there was a quiet village surrounded by tall trees and winding paths. Lived a young girl who known for the bright red cloak she always wore. Her grandmother had sewed it for her, and from that day on, everyone called her Little Red Riding Hood. One morning, her mother packed a basket with fresh bread, soft cheese, and a jar of honey. "Take this to your grandmother," she said. "And remember, stay on the path." Red nodded. Cheerful and curious, set off through the woods. The sun filtered through the leaves, and birds sang overhead. But as she walked, a stranger appeared. A tall figure with sharp eyes and a smooth voice. "Where are you headed?" he asked.
"To my grandmother's cottage?"
Red replied, pointing down the path. The stranger smiled and disappeared through the trees. Red continued on, humbling to herself, unaware that the stranger had to take a shortcut. When she arrived at the cottage, something fell off. The door was ajar, the room was in, and the grandmother, lying in bed, looked different.
"Grandma?"
Red said slowly. "What big eyes you have. All the better to see you with," came the reply. "And what big ears you have. All the better you hear you with.
And what big teeth you have.
And all the better to eat you with." Just then, the door burst open. A woodman passing by had heard strange noises and rushed in. With one swift motion, the danger was gone, and Red and her grandmother were safe. From that day on, Red never strayed the path again. But she always remembers that, even in the quietest woods, stories can take unexpected turns. The moral of the story is to never talk with strangers. The end.